This is Sophie Grant interviewing Vanina. Could you please tell me how you first got involved with No Fit State?
Yeah, well, I met before Firenza Widdy. She was, I was doing the circus school in Toulouse, in France, and she comes to see our work because one of the guy on my class, he was working with her in some project in Iceland or something like that. So he invited her to Toulouse, and that's where we meet her for the first time. And after that, she invited me to go to the summer school in Italy, Fucecchio, and worked there like a couple of weeks with her. And then after that, in the meantime, my sister, Natalia, after this meeting in Toulouse, she go to Cardiff to do the audition for Immortal, the last version of Immortal. And so she started to work with No Fit State, Natalia. Okay. And then in the same year, I go to the summer school in Italy with Firenze. And she asked me, we talk about the new show. It was for Taboo. So after 1 year of Immortal, I come to Cardiff to do the audition for Taboo. And that's how I start. That's where I meet everybody else for this period.
Okay, great.
For the first Taboo.
So what role did you play for the circus? Are you a performer or...?
Yes, I started to do circus in Argentina. I'm from Argentina. And there I was doing a dance school more, because in Rosario it's not circus school. So we learn ourselves. We start doing shows, but without really circus technique. And after that, I come to Europe to find a good school, and that's where I found the Lido in Toulouse, in France. So there I start to do tight wire.
Was that your main skill in the shows?
Yes. Well, now yes, that's my main skill. But now I'm working a lot in a duo with Foucault, and I'm doing Chinese pole for this duo. So now I have both.
Okay, so what was it like working on Immortal? Is that the only show you did, or have you done other shows as well as that?
Well, we did Taboo.
Yeah.
After we did Mundo Paralelo. And then I did twice with in Eden. We did the first of all Labyrinth, and then Bianco. And that was the last year I worked with them in Eden for the creation of Bianco.
Okay.
Before the 10th tour.
So what are your memories like working for No Fit State? What was it like?
Well, it was such a good experience on tour, on the 10th adventure, 10th up, 10th down. And for me, it was the first time to live in a caravan as well. And it was a very nice experience. The community life, and we did a very very nice venues, and that was very good memories.
How did you find touring and the living conditions?
It was very good. It was very good. It was I first year it was a bit complicated, because for me it was everything new, and I didn't have a caravan, So it was a bit hard. And for the next year, I buy a caravan. I have my own place, and that's worked very nice. And always it was okay on shooting. Yeah.
Which show do you think was your favorite show to work on?
Favorite
show. Your favorite production.
They're all different. Very different, because it was it was in one place. And for Mundo Paralelo, it was in the theater, so very, very different, with another director as well. And the tent, I think for me, the most excited, it was the tent tour, because, it's the difference with the other project I did, and I continue to do. I think the tent tour for me was,
So how do you think your involvement with No Fit State has affected your life and what you're doing now?
How affected?
Like, how has your experience working with the company affected you as a person and led you on to the things that you're doing now?
Well, I'm learning a lot. And actually, all this to be involved in the creative work, more the performing and in office state, I like the people want to find a new way to do it, and not always the easy way, and all together make it happen, and that's very nice. That's how I like to work. And yes, and about rigging, about to create new possibilities into the circus skills is a very, very, very big experience. Now I spent 4 or 5 years with Nafi State, and all these numbers of my entire choir, it was always different, and I continue in this research. Now, for example, I'm in creating a duo, and again we try to do a new structure and a new apparatus, and the ropes. It's not a tight wire normal, like it's a new way to do it, and I think I learned a lot about this with Nafi State. It was very nice, the approach.
That's great. Do you have any negative memories about working with the company?
Negative? Sure, we can found this, but no. I think. But it's not negative, actually. Maybe because the tour is very long, and we have to do all the year after year, maybe the surprise. Sometimes for an artist, I think I need to renew every time. And sometimes we're hungry about this speed. I don't know. I'm not clear. I don't know. No. Well, no. Actually, it does happen everywhere. So, no.
Yeah.
I think, and after I tell you.
So, is this it for you in No Fit State now, or would you come and work with the company again? Or
if I like to, yes, for sure. It depends. Depends the moment. Now, for example, I cannot see it's not probably the moment. It depends which project, and I don't know. Now I'm two productions. So, for example, for an 8 month tour, I cannot imagine this moment. But yes, I really like the way to work, and work with Firenze. It was very, very nice. I learned a lot about me with her.
Can you tell me a bit about Firenze's way of working and what it was about her work that you liked?
My limits, my every artistic director, they always want to push you further or take something from you you don't really know, maybe, and that's it was a big challenge for me on the first taboo, because for me it was a very, very close to the end of the school. So find every day my high wire, it was a big challenge, and she helped me a lot to do it. And her work for the presence, and is, I think we understood each other. That's nice, because you feel like you are giving something, and the other one can catch it very fast and use it well.